You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
People in Santaquin and around the state are rallying around one another after a Santaquin police officer was killed in the line of duty yesterday morning.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage in the line of duty, live outside Santaquin City Hall. Adam?
Amanda, this happened yesterday just before 6:30 in the morning on I-15. And the news broke that a Santaquin officer and a Utah Highway Patrol trooper pulled over a semi-truck. Police say the driver ended up taking off, turning around, and hitting the officer, who died on scene.
This is a difficult day, a day that tends to rock a community that's very tight-knit and caring.
Santaquin City Mayor Dan Olson says they've received support from people all over the state and even outside the state around the country, and that everyone in the city will continue to do everything they can to support one another. Here this morning, almost everything you could tie a ribbon around has a black or blue ribbon around it. You've also got this patrol car out here on the front lawn, surrounded by American flags, flowers, cards, stuffed animals. I've actually been seeing a lot of people drive up this morning, continue to add to this memorial for this fallen officer. Live in Santaquin, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The law enforcement community is rallying behind the family of the fallen Santaquin officer. Retired Unified Police Deputy Chief Chris Bertram says officers and their families are close-knit because they often work together.
You know, you come across people, maybe for a moment in time, maybe never, but there's always, within the law enforcement family, there's always a connection.
Bertram says this death will impact officers all over the state.
Shantae Johnson met with the fallen officer's family yesterday, representing the Fraternal Order of Police. She knows exactly how the family is feeling because she is the widow of Draper Sergeant Derek Johnson, who was killed in 2013.
They're searching for any answers that they can get, and they just want to wake up from this nightmare and it just not to be real. Grief doesn't have a timeline.
She says it's important that the family be supported now and in the years to come.
Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio throughout the day as we update this developing story. That includes coverage of a procession of the officer's body back to Santaquin during the 10 a.m. hour and a press conference coming up during the noon hour.
The rain and snow we saw yesterday have a few days of life left in them. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has more.
The snow covering my home in Davis County made it look more like November than May this morning. But KSL meteorologist Matt Johnson says it wasn't just snow.
As far as rainfall, Mill Creek picking up a buck 22 in the rain gauge. Ogden over an inch. Salt Lake City Airport 86 hundredths. This has been a wet storm.
Johnson says we're going to see some lingering showers today.
For tomorrow, scattered showers, goes to 51, mostly cloudy Wednesday, continuing to dry out, 62, partly cloudy on Thursday.
It gets even better. The word is that 70s are coming this weekend, so get your shorts and t-shirt out from the bottom of that drawer. Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
We do have some power outages to go along with our wet weather this morning. Rocky Mountain Power says about an hour ago there were over 1,800 homes and businesses in the dark. Those numbers have now dropped to about 600 customers.
A group of small earthquakes has been shaking part of northern Utah.
Some folks in Tremonton felt the effects of a 4.4 magnitude quake, and one witness says the shaking lasted for about 15 seconds, but the epicenter happened 16 miles southwest of the town. Still, this happened only a day after a 3.9 magnitude quake shook the place up as well. But these two are the latest of more than 19 different earthquakes that have been felt across Utah. Seismologists at the University of Utah are working to locate where these took place. For now, no injuries or damages have been reported in Tremonton. Michael Kimmitt, KSL News Radio.
Let's go back to Andy for some first look traffic.
Well, Tim, they're getting close. We're hoping that we're going to have all lanes of the freeway open here at Bangor Highway shortly. Not there yet, but they're pulling up the cones, at least where they were in the earlier portions. Still have an hour's delay. At least people have been stuck in it for an hour. Delays go all the way back to Lehigh Main Street. We also have South 15 backed up from Layton all the way down to Farmington. And just a reminder, we haven't had much time to mention it a lot this morning, but northbound Highway 89 is still closed between SR 193 and I-84. That's going to stay that way until about 1 o'clock this afternoon. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.